The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else this Christmas? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London, and of course all this, I think it's nonsense anyway, this Paris summit. Adam.
Well, I suppose you can't argue that the climate is changing. It's just a question of why.
I thought it always did.
Well, that's it. But
it hasn't warmed for 20 years.
There is that thing about what you feel about the impact of it. And quite interesting that Prince Charles the other day said that global warming is partly to blame for the rise in extremism and terrorism. He sort of put two and two together on the strain on resources. Sir David Attenborough, the much-respected naturalist, he's calling for a universal plan, talking about renewable energy, which is an interesting idea, because energy, of course, is a separate issue as well as part of the global warming issue. Interestingly, people in Britain might be sliding slightly more with you, Alan, because it appears increasingly there are more people sceptical about man-made climate change as opposed to natural climate change.
Absolutely. Now, your curry chef, haven't got him.
Well, we've got a new report, and basically our Indian restaurant industry, although most of them are actually Bangladeshi, but we always call them Indian restaurants. Anyway, there are 12,000 curry houses in the UK, and we're being told in this report there is a shortage of chefs to the extent that two of these restaurants are closing every week. The report blames British immigration policy, but also second-generation Indians and Bangladeshis want to follow mum and dad into the business.
They don't want to cook, no. And don't we love our Indian curries? Well, I do. Love
them. You know what? I think this definitely counts as a national emergency because we love a curry.
Absolutely. And Andy Murray's won the Davis Cup for the first time in 79 years.
Yeah, almost a one-man band. Almost. We've got some very good doubles players, but he's obviously a far and away outstanding singles player. But yeah, you're right. The first time since 1936, for goodness sake. It was like that with the Wimbledon title as well. Oh. And yes, we're getting a sense of perspective here because obviously we want a legacy to exist. We want to come through. But we know that in the interim, Australia won the Davis Cup 22 times. So we've got a fair way to go, really, haven't we?
Never mind. Enjoy it while you've got it. Adam Gilchrist in London.